even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Book clubs are not alone in soaring popularity. People are also enjoying getting together to collectively watch films. For the first time ever, the Wellington Film Society is at capacity and is having to turn down subscriptions. It's not just in Wellington. Nationally, there's been a 25% increase in memberships. And Chris Horman is the president of the New Zealand Federation of Film Societies. And he joins us now to discuss this trend. Hi, Chris.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you
doing? Yeah, good problem to have, eh?
It's a very good problem to have. First of all, just one correction. I'm actually the outgoing president of the Federation. I finished my two terms at Saturday at our AGM. So, just wanted to clarify that.
Well, thank you for your service, and I'm sure you're leaving it in good hands.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll continue to be involved with film societies and to be going at a time when there's such strength in membership is really great to see, and great to see obviously in Wellington, which has just had a massive explosion in membership, but we're also seeing increases across the country as well as a couple of new film societies that have sprouted up just in the last year too.
Oh, what are the new ones?
So we've got Oamaru, which started screening last year, and this year we've added in Westport.
They must have a nice cinema in Oamaru, given the rest of the architecture down there.
Yeah, no, I understand it's a lovely cinema down there, and I'd love to have a chance to get down there and see it.
What was the vibe at the AGM? Is everyone feeling pretty chipper then?
Yeah, no, it was great to have that good news, especially around our membership. And we've had challenging few years, like everyone has. COVID had an impact on people wanting to go to the cinema. Initially, people couldn't go at all, and then obviously there were restrictions. Social distancing, but certainly since last year, last year was the first year we had an uninterrupted program at film societies. Mm. People feel like they can plan their lives and come back to the cinema. Obviously, there's been some significant movies that came out last year as well, which have also added to people wanting to go back to the cinema. I mean, the so-called Barbenheimer effect. And I think that's helped cinema going in general. It's not just been commercially, but also for film societies.
But film societies are not about Barbenheimer, are they, Chris?
Well, they're not. I mean, we're not snobs. I mean, we have a very wide palette of tastes across our membership. But the films we do show tend to be classic films and films that may have screened at film festivals but then haven't had a general release. So it's more that auteur-driven cinema. But it's cinema that still engages people, and I think we've seen that people want a bit more than the marvelisation of cinema across the last 5 to 10 years.
I haven't heard that word before, but I'm surprised I haven't heard it. It's a good one, the marvelisation. Give me a bit of a history of the film societies. Why were they formed in the first place?
Yeah, well, they've been around since around about the mid to late 1940s. And initially they were set up to show films that weren't being shown in commercial cinemas. There wasn't that competition, of course, back then. So there were films like The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which I think showed the very first year at Wellington Film Society, a great silent film from the German Expressionist era. You know, you didn't even have videotapes to be able to watch things again. Mm. So it was around giving people the opportunity to see the films that they wouldn't see in commercial cinemas. And then it continued over the decades. The film festival grew out of out of film, the Film Society movement. And back probably in the 70s and 80s was the heyday of film societies. It was before art house cinemas really came about in New Zealand. So again, there was not much competition. And back then, the Film Society membership was in the thousands. But I guess with the advent of art house cinemas and more latterly as we've moved towards streaming, there is that competition. But yeah, to see the bounce back for film societies now has been it's been very invigorating.
Yeah, well, there is plenty of places to watch, maybe not all these films, but plenty of places to get your entertainment these days. And so you saw a dip in membership for a while, and it would have probably looked like it was trending down towards nothing, but it's just kind of... it's gone a U-shape, has it? It's gone, started going up again.
Well, yeah. It certainly did drop in that period, sort of 2020, 21, 22. But it has certainly started to rise again. As you mentioned in your intro, it's our membership is up 25% from the previous year, and that's quite a remarkable jump. And
yeah.
I mean, I live in Wellington, so I have a parochial stake in the Wellington Film Society, and it's been great to turn up to screenings at the embassy to see pretty much full cinemas and a real mix of audience. You know, we're getting a much younger audience coming along to those films.
Why do you have to close down subscriptions? More the merrier, surely.
Well, absolutely. We would love to have as many members as possible, but we have capacity issues. The Embassy Grand can fit in 750 people. Currently, we only have one screening per week. I mean, we'd like to look at whether that's possible to extend that, but at the moment we just have that one screening per week to be able to get in as many members as possible.
Yeah. And is that the case around the country, that each society is capped by the number of seats in their local cinema?
Yeah, it can entirely depend on the number of people that turn up on the night. I mean, most film societies have more members than there is capacity in the place they're screening. So I know in Nelson, for example, and also in Queenstown, they've had issues where at times they've had to cap the number of people coming along. Just because there is that capacity issue, which is, you know, a good problem to have, but it's a problem nonetheless, because you don't want people to miss out.
Do people who join film societies, are they doing it for social reasons at all, for reasons of company?
I think there's that. It's definitely about a communal viewing experience, about being able to talk about it after they've seen the film, to write about it on something like Letterboxd. I think there are those conversations and those social interactions that are happening after films. And so there's absolutely that element of that. It's also about some of those films you won't get to see them on a big screen if you don't see it at the Film Society. I mean, we've got some classic sci-fi films like Silent Runnings and The Andromeda Strain, Solaris this year, which I've not seen any of those being screened, certainly in Wellington in recent times.
For those of us who don't quite have those obscure appetites for the real society films, but maybe sometimes dip our toes into a film festival, the International Film Festival has had some expansion in the last 12 months as well. I think they've added 6 regions.
Yeah, well, I mean, initially the film festival made an announcement about a month ago that they were going to be screening in the 4 main centres, and there was an announcement this morning to say that there were 6 more regional centres where there were going to be screenings. And a lot of that has come from some great grassroots work that has happened at the Film Society level, for film societies that do want to have the film festival there. There's quite a symbiotic relationship between film societies and film festivals. We feed into their audiences, they feed into our audiences. So it's been great to see those regional centres are going to be having the film festival there this year.
Hey, pleased to hear and share some good news. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Chris Horman, outgoing president of the New Zealand Federation of Film Societies, and the Wellington Film Society is at capacity now. Congratulations if you're already a member.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.